Okay, today's daf is Krisus, daf Tezvav. Krisus Tezvav, just scheduling note, tomorrow there will not be a shiur up. Thursday is unclear. Friday, by the time, there will be. We'll be back on Friday, Erev Pesach. And then next, the following week, Chol HaMoed, again, it's a busy week. Monday, Tuesday, hopefully, by the time, there will be a shiur. First 2 days of Chol HaMoed and Chutz La'aretz. Sunday, I don't think so. Monday, Tuesday, and then, by the time, we'll continue again, after Yontif. But at least right now, today, Krisus Daf Tezvav, and then Hashem for sure, Bezrat Hashem on Friday, and Thursday is unclear. I know there's a sponsor, but I'm trying to work out exactly. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to be in a place where I'll be able to give it. But we'll see. Okay, Yud Dalad Amid Beis, we are up to the Mishnah. So we're still in the world of Arayos. The Mishnah gives another example of Arayos, where one can live with one woman and be chayav many karbanas for living with that woman. We talked about different types of relationships yesterday. And today we have another one. Habal chamoso, it's possible for somebody to live with their mother-in-law and chayav alel bisham chamoso vikalaso. It could be mother-in-law and it could be daughter-in-law. It could work out exactly how that is, how a mother-in-law could then be a daughter-in-law because his son can live with his mother-in-law, which ends up being his daughter-in-law. The Eishas Achiv, and then that woman goes and marries his brother. The Eishas Achi Aviv, and his uncle. Va'achos Ishto, and it happens to be his wife's sister. The Eishas Ish, Vindida, and if it's done in the right order, as we was explained yesterday, these are all Isser Mosifs. V'chein haba al-eim chamav v'al-eim chamoso. And also the same would be, you can have these relationships all with a mother's mother-in-law, or a father-in-law's mother. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, haba al chamoso, chayav alem mishab chamoso, ve'im chamoso, ve'im chamav. If it's the same person, this mother-in-law that could be the mother of the mother-in-law and the mother of the father-in-law, if you again work out all the incest, that it could be the same person, it could be chayav three different averis. Amrulo, shloshtan shem echad heim. No, the Rabbi Yochanan ben, they said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that no, that's all shame echad, one shame iser, it's all mother-in-law, even though mother-in-law and mother-father-in-law, it's all mother-in-law, and therefore, there would only be one chatas. Once we're talking about, Arayos, just to mention one, source that came up in Mitzvah Shir months ago, and that is a Rav Hirsch. Obviously, Arayos, many of Arayos are Xeris Akasavs, and part of the world of Chukim, even though, just hit me, even though the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, in Shmona Prakin, where he writes the distinction between someone who is called Chassid Me'ula and someone who is called a Moshel B'Yitzro, is it better, the Rambam asks, for somebody to want to do the Avera, but he overcomes and, because Hashem told me I'm not going to do it, I really want to eat that piece of non-kosher food, but what can I do? Hashem said I can't do it. Or is it a higher level to condition oneself in order to not even want to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do? I have no taiva for that because it's an Avera. And the male, I have no taiva for it. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam quotes between the philosophers and the Chachamim. He thinks that the philosophers say that a tzaddik me'ula, a chassid me'ula, is on a higher level, while the Chachamim say it's Moshe B'Yitzro. The Rambam himself is machalik between Chukim and Mishpatim. They can be machalik. When it comes to Chukim, so then it's better to say, I don't understand it. Hashem says, you know, I'd rather do it, but Hashem says, no, so I'm not going to do it. Mashaykim, when it comes to Mishpatim, what he calls the mitzvahs sichlios, so then, obviously, you can't say, oh, I wish I could, you know, steal, but what can I do? Hashem said I can't steal. No, you shouldn't have a taiva to steal. So that's the chiluk that he makes. But various Rishonim, in that context, including the Rambam, where do you put Arayos? Is Arayos Chukim or is Arayos Mishpatim? So where do you put Arayos? So I think the Rambam there puts Arayos as Chukim. I think if I remember correctly. I could be wrong. But I think he puts it there. But again, there's, ultimately, it is a chok, though some reasons are suggested. So the Rav Hirsch in Parshas Achrayimos, the beginning of the section of Arayos, discusses beautifully. He says, obviously, we can't know for sure what the reason is, but he says maybe the point of Arayos is, at least within the family, those Arayos, and that is the physical relationship between a husband and a wife and a man and a woman is supposed to be a tool in order to increase their love for each other. That's what the physical bond is supposed to be between a husband and a wife. is supposed to not be so much love beforehand, and as the physical relationship starts and adds, and they get to know each other even more, so that is a gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave man and woman to be able to get close to each other. But, says Rav Hirsch, if the love is already there because there's a blood connection, so then what's the physical relationship going to do? You already have the connection. If it's your mother, so then it's always going to be your mother. It doesn't matter what happens afterwards. So Mamela, the physical relationship isn't going to do what it's supposed to do, so it's just Erva. Right? It's not in the context of being Mosif Ahava for each other. So then, it wasn't intended for this. It's supposed to be specifically in the context of bringing love. The less there is in existence before marriage, any bond of attachment to family love, the more that the strongest form of attachment starts with marriage, the more does the sexual drive of marriage become a basic factor in the whole moral sphere of happy married life, full of love in every phase. It starts and is brought about by it and elevates it to the realm of pure morality. But he says, if there's family before, marriage will only have to bring some weak addition to this love. Love will have been there before, and marriage will add almost nothing more than the sexual element, which by itself alone, without bringing about the miracle of a loving union of two beings, sinks down to naked erva. That's Rav Hirsch. The physical bond between the husband and the wife has to be in the context. A mother cannot become a wife without ceasing to be a mother. A sister cannot be a wife without ceasing to be a sister. And an aunt can't become a wife without giving up on being an aunt. But mothers, sisters, aunts are to remain as such. But a physical union with them, which does not allow them to become wives, which will become nothing more than mere erva, and God's Torah says, Imchahi lo sagela ervasa achoschi. We are indeed far from believing that with these suggestions we have even touched the real motive of these laws, let alone to have found it. But we believe that we may indicate how, even with our limited insight, and in that moral social sphere that is acceptable to that insight, we can see certain recognizable results of deep importance attached to the fulfillment or non-fulfillment of these laws. Ad kan divrei Rav Hirsch. Okay, we continue. Puts the whole idea of Arayos in another context. I'm not saying yet, so why are Maker Din cousins mutter to each other? There are limitations to how related one is. But that is the message of Hirsch gifts. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'sumchis Amar Davar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Sumchis hold of the same svara. Tosa says in various places that Davar Echad doesn't have to mean exactly the same shita, but I mean the same general svara. And what is that? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had tahuta amran. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said exactly what he said in our Mishnah. He said that if somebody lives with a chamoso, chayav olam mishum chamoso ve'im chamoso ve'im chamav, even though they're all similar isurim on the same person, their mother-in-law connected isurim, you can be chayav three isurim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held. The chacham said back, no, they're all the same shem echad. But he said he can be chayav three isurim for similar shemos isur. And sumchis vayi, what does sumchis say? Detran, we have the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin. Shachta ves bas bita ve'akach shachar es bita. Remember the isur of Oso ves beno, shechting a mother and child on the same day. So that is an isur daraisa. What happens if somebody shechts first the grandma, and then the grandson, and then the daughter in the middle? So how many, at that moment, you're kind of violating two Isurim at the same time. Right? One from the upper generation, one from the lower generation. So, says the Mishnah, Sofek Eser Arban, the Tanakhama says, doesn't matter, it's two Osof Espinos, but it's one Shem Isur, and therefore you're only going to have one set of Malkus. Sofek Eser Arban, Rav Sumchis Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Sofek Shmonim, no, Sumchis says, you get Shmonim, too. Why? Because even though there are two Isurim, they're the same Shem Isur, but they're really two Isurim. One's from the grandma, and one's from the granddaughter. Doesn't matter what order you do the Isur of Osof Espinoid. So, the Gemara is putting together Sumchis and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. When there are two or more overlapping similar Isurim, it's possible to be Chaya for each one of them. Remember what we mentioned, Sofeg. What is Sofeg, Esar Abam? Sofeg means absorb, like a spoke, a sponge. So whoever gets Malkus absorbs the Malkus. Sofeg, Esar Abam. So the Gemara says, so aren't these parallel connected Isurim. So Gemara rejects it on two counts. Number one, Amar Rava Dil Malohi, maybe not. Adkan, Lokam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Hacha. When does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say in our Mishnah that you get three Averis, Ella, Mishum, Shemos Mechlakin? Because that is, there are Shemos Mechlakin. It's not all mother-in-law. To Mikri Chamoso, Umikri Aim Chamoso, Umikri Aim Chamav. The mother of mother-in-law is not mother-in-law. It's a different Isser. And mother of father-in-law as well. It's different Shemos Isser. It's not as different as, let's say, Dam and Chelev, but it's still different Isurim. Different than, for sure, the cases of Osav Esbeno. Avagabi Osav Esbeno, the Kulu Osav Esbeno Mikrin, they're all Osav Esbeno, Dein Shemos Mechlak and Lo. So who says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would agree with Sumchis? And the other way. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Dilma Atkan lo kamer Sumchis. When does Sumchis say that you get two Averis by Osav Esbeno, Ella Gavi Osav Esbeno? Degufin Muchlakin. What does that mean? We'll have to see. There are different Gufin by Osav Esbeno. Aval Hacha, Dein Gufin Muchlakin. But over here, it's the same woman, Ema Krabi. Maybe Sumchis would hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who said all the mother-in-laws are considered one, but maybe the most of us. But okay, it's Gufin Mechlakin, and therefore that's why you get two. What does Gufin Mechlakin mean in this context? You're doing one Ma'aseh Shechita. Usually, Gufin Mechlakin means different women, right? A person is with five nidos, five different women who are nidos. That's Gufin Mechlakin. So what does Gufa Mechlakin hear me? So we did have earlier, we quoted in Machlokas Rishonim, whether there's a kazo of Gufa Mechlakin by animals. So that is one Machlokas. But still here, that doesn't help totally, because here you still did one act. Earlier we had Gufa Mechlakin, I think it was by Shchut Echutz, you did different animals. Different Maisa, but here you're doing one Maisa. So what does Gufa Mechlakin here mean? So Rashi says, fourth line, Gufa Mechlakin here means the Isser that you're doing now was produced by different animals previously. Meaning you shechted the grandmother and the granddaughter. They both, now you're doing the mother, but still there are prior acts that created this. Shemachmas Rishona Vishniya Ba'u Elu Shnei Isurim Alashlishas. That is Rashi. The problem is that in the previous, what's the contrast? The mother's-in-law case, that also had previous acts that determined. Right? It was his mother-in-law, and then something else happened that the mother-in-law married somebody else. There were also previous acts that occurred to create the Bios Asuras in the Mishnah. So the Aruch Laner says, I don't understand the chiluk, it must be Xeris HaKasev, that is considered Gufim Lechlakin. That's the Aruch Laner. But if you look in the Ar Sameach, he gives a beautiful svara. The Ar Sameach explains Gufa Mechlakin different from Rashi. Isurei Bia, unless maybe this is what Rashi means. Isurei Bia in Beis Ches. He says, Lundis. He says, when it comes to mother-in-law, you're right, there were previous actions that created that this woman is now a triple mother-in-law. But what's the Isser now? The Isser is this one Maisa Bia. The previous marriages, the previous Asbias have nothing to do with the Isser right now. This is one Maisa Bia. What's the Isser by Osav Esbeno? How do you look at the Isser in Lundis? It's not this one Maisa Shechita. If this one Maisa Shechita is looked at in a vacuum, then there's no Isser. The Isser is the two Shechitas being done on the same day. And if it's done two different days, you also, it's not Isser. That's what it means, Gufin Mechlakin, that there are two ingredients to this Isser. And the two ingredients, the source ingredients, are different in the case of grandma animal and granddaughter animal. That's the difference. That's the lumbas. Gufin Mechlakin. Vavi ha-isser be-mehar kavas gufim shonim. Asher habas asur li-shachet bitzi rufo. Biyom echad ve-ikla shedishchadu shneye biyom echad. The Isser is shechting both of them today. V'habas imon be'oso yom. V'yanachnu ma'bitim she'nishchata im imo be'oso yom. V'im bito be'oso yom. V'avigov mechlakin. Avagav ha'moso michinasa bita ne'asar alav. The Isser is fine. She becomes more usher. But that's it. The status is achieved. V'ein lonu la'habit ma'shehi im chamoso v'im chamav ki agam shehi asura alav mitzad kol chada. Right, it's one act right now with background. Unlike Osav Esbeno, where it's not background, it is two ingredients to the Isser itself. very important or sameach in terms of the chilek between Oso Vespino and Arayos. Good. We continue. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sha'al Tiyas Rabbi Gamliel Ves Rabbi Yeshua Be'it L'shel Im'um. I asked, Rabbi Akiva says, I asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the Im'um marketplace. Sha'al Chulikach Behema L'mishte B'no Sh'o Rabbi Gamliel. They went to buy an animal for Rabbi Gamliel's son's wedding. They went. Right, they weren't, there were no caterers they were happy with. They were going to get their own animal. So they went to get the animal for the wedding. And they ask him, Rabbi Akiva asks him, Haba alachosav alachosav alachosimo ma'u, if someone is with their sister, and their father's sister, and their mother's sister. This is one person, different people, unclear in the Mishnah. Ma'u, chayev alachas, chayev achas alkulan, or chayev alachas v'achas. You chayev one for sister, or you chayev for each and every one. Amru lo. Lo shamanu, so they, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Gamliel answered Rabbi Akiva. Lo shamanu, I'm not sure. Aval shamanu, but we did hear a similar case. Haba al heinashav nidos behelamachas. If a person is with five women, nidos all in one helam, shuchayev akolachas vaachas. You're chayev on each and every one. The rowin anu shadvaram kavachomer, and it must be a kavachomer. We don't know what the first case is, so we can't understand the kavachomer yet. So we'll have to wait for the Gemara to figure out what's the case he asked him about. Five women, three women, or one woman? So it's unclear, so we'll have to wait for the Gemara to figure out what exactly was the suggested kavachomer. But the question that all of you might be thinking is, what do we need the whole background for? Whole first line and a half of this Mishnah. Right, Rabbi Akiva said, I asked in the marketplace of Imum when they were going to buy an animal for the wedding of a Gamliel's son, what do we need this for? Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, and it's also here in the Tosfos Yatif, quotes the Tosfos Yeshanim, Lohu, we've quoted this years ago, Lohu Dia Shivchan, we said then, Tosfos Yeshanim increases Tesvav, now we're there. Lohu Dia Shivchan, Sha'af Apisha Yutrudin, Hayu Oskin V'Divrei Torah. They're in the middle of getting the marriage, the middle of the marketplace. And not only that, you don't in the marketplace, you can ask him is this hashgacha okay? Right? Rabbanim cannot walk down the aisles of the supermarkets this week without Baruch Hashem being asked. 5-6 shaylos about different things. But they didn't just ask about a hashgacha. They asked about habal achosav alachosav bevachas. This is like, he needs Shavas Hadas to answer this. But they were there. They were there. And fascinating, if you look in the Piskei Tosfos, Piskei Tosfos is a summary of the Halacha L'maisa Maskanas that come out of Tosfos in the back of the Gemara, right before the Shita. It's 32 Piskei Tosfos here. So if you look in Chav Beis, right here on Krisus, Shalom Rebbe Gamliel, Kishol Chulikach Behema Lomar, Af Apichi, Ain Trudin Ayoskin Batorah. Of course, we learned that halacha from this Mishnah. Not just a little Musar fart on the side. Oscha Beis, you learned that halacha from this Mishnah. I saw recently in the Hakdama to Torah Sabayas, not the Torah Sabayas of the Rashba, which is the more famous Torah Sabayas, but the Torah Sabayas of the Chafetz Chaim. Torah Sabayas has a little kuntris, that's the 30, 40 pages, relating to the importance of Talmud Torah. And he writes there in the Hakdama, so he says, Mikom Akom, talking about the relationship of Talmud Torah with Bnei Yisrael, Rafui Ma'odas, Lein Abavod, Rav Sidor HaRabim, he says, a lot of times we're very weak in this area. Sha'afilu Misha Mekayim Dover Zeh Gamkein, even if somebody's Mekayim, Kavati Itim LaTorah, Eino B'tmidus. We don't do it enough. V'kama anashim choshvim shekivan shelomar achar atfila perek mishnayis v'chadome shuvu ben chorin. I learned my Mishnah after davening. I sat down and did my aliyah, right? I did my daf in the morning, so I'm potter for the rest of the day. Potter kol hayom b'divrei Torah. Af be'eshu panu me'asakav. I'm not talking about the before yantif when you don't have a free second and you're busy until you collapse in your bed. We're talking about if you have time later in the day. V'yoshe b'veso shaket v'shalev. And then you're like, no, I learned already. No, I'm done. No, u'be'emez lo kena davar. Da'af shalo alecha amlechol igmar mikal makam yata ben choron libatel mimena. So we have to realize that we have a chiyuv, as the Stipler formulates it in Brachas, to learn every free second of our time, every free moment. So how do you define free moment? So we have a lot of other asakim that we have to be involved in. But we have to realize that. That's what the whole kutras of Torah Sabbais is about, the importance and the inspiring and encouraging us in the world of Talmud Torah. But that is all related to the background of this Mishnah. If you look in the Aruch Haner has another suggestion, why Dafka was this question asked, and why was it asked to by Rabbi Akiva. Okay, you can look there in the Aruch Haner, another suggestion. But we continue. Hey Chidabi, what exactly was Rabbi Akiva's question anyway? Rabbi Akiva said, if somebody lives with a sister, aunt and aunt. So, Ilema Kidik Tani, if it's as the simple understanding, three different women. Somebody's with their sister and their aunt from both sides. So, what's the shayla? Harishimus machlokin, harigufim machlokin. It's different isurim and different gufim, different bodies. So, that would be his question. So, Ella Hakington. No, this one must be his question. Haba al, where's it going? Achoso. Shehi achos aviv shehi achosimo. Meaning one person. Somebody lives with their sister who also somehow is their father's sister and their mother's sister. Right? The father incest with the previous generation. So then it's the paternal sister and the father also had the other relationship producing this boy. Right? So they work it out with the case. Same person. So chayav achas akula no chayav akol achas va'achas. That was Rabbi Akiva Shaila. It was mahu. Mi amrinan hari shebus b'chlakin. Do I say there are shebus b'chlakin here? Odoma hari enguva b'chlakin. Same person. That was his Shaila. And amru lo, they answered him, lo shamanu. Rabbi Yeshua answered, well, we didn't hear that case. Abol Shemana, we hear the following case. Habal he nashav nidos b'bas achas. Somebody lives with five different women who are all nidos in one helam. Shehu sheimachas shachay b'chol achas v'achas mishum nida. V'ra'inu shadvarim kavachomer. And we say, maybe it's a kavachomer from nida to achoso. Uma, what's the kavachomer? Uma habal he nashav nidos b'bas achas. If somebody lives with five women nidos in one time. Shehi sheimachas shachay b'chol achas v'achas. If that case of one shame is you chayav on five achoso she achos of she achos imo she gibel shemos in addition she chayav kol achas va'achas. Surely it should be a kavachomer. Easy knockout of the kavachomer. Ikal amifrach malah nida she guf machlokin. Right, the five nidas, right, totally not connected to the parallel to the answer. So the Gemara answers, Ella Makra, you're right. The kavachomer is knocked out, so they prove it from a pasuk. Ervas achoso gila lechayev alachosa shehi achos aviv shehi achos imo. You quote a pasuk to teach me that you're chayev three averis in this case. If you look in the Rosh and the Shin Lukabat says here notes Yud Aleph, he says I don't understand why we have to have a source brought here a pasuk. What about the previous three mishnayos? The previous three mishnayos, you could be chayev five karbanos for mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, father, sister, brother, sister. You don't need a pasuk for all of those cases. It's also the same woman. Dafka here, so the Rosh says, maybe here you would have thought otherwise, because they're all sister. They're all sister. So that's why maybe you would have thought here differently. Deshadi hacha, the hakol iser achva, hilkach bayikra. That's the Rosh in the Shita. That's why maybe Dafka here you need a pasuk, and not in the earlier Mishnayos. Okay. Omar. Rav Ada Bar Abba, Mishkachas La Barashia Barashia. There's a way, as I alluded to before, that you could have this case of a sister being father, sister, and mother, sister, all in the same person, a Avarian, the son of an Avarian. Meaning, Shabalimo, a person is with his mother, Vaholi Beis Banos, and he has two daughters with his mother. So those daughters are also his sisters. Right, because he's with his mother. They're his maternal sisters. But he has two daughters. V'chazar u'ba'al achas mehen. And then he's with one of his sisters, v'holid ben. And he has a son. And that son now, right, with his mother, that mother is really his sister too. Because through his father. His father, his mother is his father's daughter and his own sister. Uba b'no al achazimo shehi achoso shehi achos aviv. Davalei rishia barishia. That's how you get the incestual relationship that both father and son committed acts of arayus. Period. Tana rabbanan. Ba aleha v'chazer uba aleha v'chazer uba aleha. Somebody is boel five times the same. The same woman. Ba'aleha, one of the arayas, over and over again, in one helam. So, how many are you? Chayev, chayev, akal, achas, divrei, Rabbi Eliezer. But it says, different maisabiyas, different chataos. V'chachabim omer, eno chayev ala achas. Chab say, no, you only chayev one. Same woman, you don't hold of gufan machlokin here. Umodim chachamim l'rabbi Eliezer, the chachamim agree that you'd be chayev on each one, bibal hei nashav nidos b'bas achas. Shu chayev al kalachas v'achas. If it's five nidos, so then five nashav nidos, then you'd be chayev on each one, the chachamim would agree. Why? Ho of hu garam lahem. Since he's goreim, that they are all chayev their own carbon as well, that's why he is chayev five different karbanos. So Amar Rav Lord Nachman, one second, me Amrina Hovu Garam Lahem, is that the reason? That the Chachamim agree that you be chayev on each and every one? Vatanya, I could come up with a case that they're not chayev, and only he's chayev, and he's still chayev five. What case? Hu behelamachas vihi behes ha'elamos, if he is with them without knowing in between that he did anything wrong. He's behelamachas. Then they are b'five ha'elamos, hu eino chayev ala achas, vihi chayev as ha'kolachas va'achas. So that's a case of hu garam, and still you only chayev one. So that's not the svara of the Chachamim. So ela eima hova gufim machlokin. That's what the real reason is. If you have five different women, that's where the Rabbanan would agree that they are separate. Period. Okay, now we get into Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, the rest of today, a little bit today, comes up again tomorrow, but Yibay Luhu. Katsar v'katsar. Mali Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, if you remember in this brisa, if somebody commits five maisabiyas in a row, he's chayav on each and every one. In one helam. Five maisabiyas with the same woman. Chayav al kol achas va'achas. What would he say if I reap five times on Shabbos? Again, five different actions, one helam, one Shabbos. So would he also separate those? And he chayav five chatos for Shabbos b'shogeg? So you buy lu, katsa v'katsa, mali amar Rabbi Eliezer, alasar. Taima de Rabbi Eliezer, hasa mishum dehu de avatartain. It's because he did two physical actions, actually five, v'amta lahachid, because of this, avar chayav kalachas v'achas, that's why you're chayav on each one, v'hachanami de avatartain, here too. You cut five things. So what? You did the same av malacha. Here, we should also say that it is yuchayev on each and every one. Old Dilma, no. Taima Rabbi Eliezer, hasa mishum di efshar lo la arvan labio zubazu. Or no. It's impossible to have two bais abiyas at one moment. That reflects that they're separate isurim, and therefore, he says, Yechayev, too. V'yav to lahachi, Amar Rav Elazar, Chayev v'kolachas v'achas. Aval katsa kegrogris v'chaz v'kegrogris v'alamachas. But if somebody reaps two, somebody harvests two different grogris at one time, in one helam, kivam de'ef shel alayv shegrogris v'basachas, since you could theoretically do them at the same time, eno chayev v'alachas, eno chayev one, my, that's the question. Again, the fact that you could do it both at the same time, that's not just a, you know, can you violate two isurim? There's a lot behind that. That might reflect there are different, the fact that you have to do two maisim separately shows that there are two maisa averas being done. If you could overlap them, so then you could say, no, they're not two maisa averas, it's two of the same avera. After all, you could do them together. So that is the shaila. Again, enough time, it's an Ian shear, but the avos malachos of Shabbos, how much are they all 39 ways of violating the same idea? After all, in the Torah, it just says, Osasa kol malacha. Or, besides Eish and Hotzah, that are listed separately, but besides those two, the other 37 are not. Or do I say, no, they are 39 separate Shemos Isser. You bring 39 Chatos, but that's the Gemara's comparing here, Arayas to Shabbos. Again, this is very meaty. This Daf and Krisos right here, this Amud is very meaty, discussed at length at Baba Kama and Shabbos. Right, even if one doesn't learn Krisos be'iyun, Shabbos and Baba Kama are very much. We'll touch on it again in a minute. So Amar Rabba, so what's the answer? Again, if I reap five times in one helam, so where it says, type of the Rabbanan also, Mishim d'avatarti, Hochanami avatarti. No, he thinks, Rabba thinks it's because he did two physical actions. So you're two. Rabbi Yosef Amar, no. Type of the Rabbanan also, D'yefshel lola arba, Naval efshel lola arba, Inuchayv alachas. So machlokes, what Rabbanan thinks between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Rabba was the one who held that he says you're chayiv too, because there's two physical actions. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv, we have another brisa that says, Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv al vlade malachos b'makam avos malachos. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds vlade malachos are what we call toldos. Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayiv al toldos b'makam av. This is quoted in Baba Kama Daf Beis. Rabbi Eliezer is the Shita. If I do an Av and it's Tolda, let's say I put a seed in the ground, the Av Malach of Zareya, and then I water the grass. And that's a Tolda. So I do an Av and a Tolda. At the same time, he says, you're Chayev 2. Chayev 2. So Mashma, Ha'av Va'av V'Vasachas Pater. Mashma, if you do the Av twice, you're Pater. Only Av and it's Tolda, you're Chayev 2. But if you do the Av twice, you're Pater. So one second. The Yamar time der Belazar, we should the Ka'av Atarti. But if you say the reason der Belazar says you're Chayev 2 is because you did two physical acts, so am I Pater here too? You should say you're Chayev 2, even though it's the same Av, because you did two physical acts. So the Gemara says, no. You could come up with a case where you do the same Av twice with one physical act. Omar Mar Berei de Ravina, Ana of Rav Nechumi Bar Zacharia, Targimna, I Rav Nechumi explained as follows. You have a vine that is hung over a fig tree. The vine, Rashi explains, has no grapes left on it. It's just hanging over the fig tree. And you do one act, v'katzan b'vasachas. You do that one act of cutting. So that's a case where you do one physical act, so Rabbi Eliezer would agree there, you only have one. There, you are, Rabbi Eliezer says, it is Shemos, I'm sorry, let's stop there before the Mishum Hachi. How is this a case of two, of the same Av, but two actions? So Rashi explains. Last couple of skinny lines. You're cutting it because you want the figs, but you also want the vine for wood. So, which malachas are you doing? That's the case that we're talking about here, that Yechayev told of a makam av. Right, that Yechayev, the Zomer, Tzorach, Yechayev, you want the firewood and you want the fruit. Let's continue now to finish up the sentence back in the Gemara. Mishum Hachi, that's the case where Rabbi Eliezer, the parallel case, that's the case where you do one physical act and you're Chayev two because of Tol de B'makam Av. Mishum Hachi, Mechayev, Rabbi Eliezer, Hov, Hashemus, Mechlachin, Meguvim, Mechlachin, because Heel's Toldos are different than Avos. Dichvasa, what would be the parallel case by two Avos? Katzav akachtzav, heichi mishkachas la demiftar. What would be a case? Told makam av, you'd be chayiv two, but ava av, you'd be chayiv one. In a case where you do the one physical act. Demiftar kocha katzav, shtei grogris, vasachas. But in a chinami, ava katzav grogris, vachazav vachazav kagrogris, chayiv. He would say if it's two physical acts, you'd be chayiv two. So how does Rava answer the question? He says, Rabbi Eliezer would always go by the physical actions. If you have two things at the same time, one physical act, an av and tolda would be chayiv two, the same av would be chayiv one. Right, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, tolda and av are separate. Again, the world of avos and toldos comes up in many different places. The first daf in Baba Kama has it by three. It has it by Shabbos, it has it by Tumah, and it has it, right, Avos HaTumah, and Toldos HaTumah, it has it by Nezikin. Right, three, Avos Nezikin, and not Avos Nezikin. But it doesn't only come up there. The Ritva in Kiddushin has it by Kinyanim. There are Av Kinyanim and Toldos of Kinyanim. The Menachas Chinuch discusses it. Fascinating. He has it by, similar context by Avos and Toldos of Malacha Shabbos, but he asks, we know that the Egla, the Nachal Esan, and the Egla Rufa has to be Asher Lo Ubad Ba. It has to be in a field that no malachis were done in that field. So what about if Toldos were done? That's his Shaila. The Rambam in Ezekiel. The Rambam says in Hilchis, wrong one. The Rambam says in Hilchis Roseach, the Rambam says in Hilchis Roseach, let me find it here. The Rambam says in Hilchis Roseach, Perek Hanachal Shenerfa Boha Egla Aser Bizria Vavodila Olam. The Nachal has to be not work. Shenebar Shalo Yaved Bavlo Yzerea. The Kalaovit Sham Avoda Begufa Shalkarka Kigon Shecharash O Chafar O Zara O Nata Vichayotse Ba'elu Loke. Menachas Chenachay asks, what does Chayotse Ba'elu mean? There I'm saying only Avos or even Toldos for Nachal Esan. The Menachas Chinuch also discusses this by Inyan of the Yoma. You can't bring the Karan Pesach out. Can't bring it out of the out of the makom. Shalo loti mi pesach achutza. Mitzvah tesvav in the chinuch. Right, lo sotim in the pais and a basar chutza. So what if I do hotsa? Is it only the avos of hotsa? What if I throw it? What if I throw the pesach out? Right, the kids are getting a little restless. Right, they've been sitting here all day, so they have to start having a football catch with the Karban Pesach. Right, if they throw it out, so is that? Right, is that? So again, only avos are also told us. So big discussion comes up in various places. Okay, but we continue. Says the Mishnah. Again, if you look also in Baba Kama Daf Beis for lamdus of toldos and avos, are toldos misvara or are toldos based on a makar? That's the discussion. The Shidun Kabbasah's name Baba Kama Daf Beis. Also a fascinating question. Anyway, next Mishnah. V'yoshal Rabbi Akiva. Once Rabbi Akiva was there in the Shuk, so he has another question. Abraham Medudelas Bebehema Mahu. What if you have a limb that is dangling from an animal? We know once a limb is detached from an animal, it is Asr Mishim Abraham Menachai. It's not only Asr to eat, but it's also Tameh. What about if it's dangling in an animal? So Mahu. So Amrulo, Lo Shamanu. So they said, we don't hear about the animal. Avashamanu Abraham Medudelas Ba'adam. We heard about a person, Shehutar. And a dangling aver by a person does not have the tumma of aver menachai of a person yet. Vikach hayu mukeshchin osin Yerushalayim, and this is what the mukeshchin did in Yerushalayim. The mukeshchin were people who had boils, who their limbs were rachmana l'tzlan falling off, and the problem was they wanted to get it off. It was erev Pesach, Yonat Yoma, unbelievable. They wanted to get their limbs off without being mitami themselves or being mitami the doctor. So how do you get your limb off without doing either of those? So you have to think, you have to be creative. Holichlo erev Pesach eshlo rofe. They went to the doctor. V'chotcho ad shemini'ai. What about according to the Ramban? You're allowed to go to a doctor. Oh, so maybe here you go to a doctor because at the Ramban b'chukosai, maybe here is different because it's l'sarach refuah, or maybe the Ramban is limited only in the times of Nisim. Anyway, so holichlo erev Pesach. And he cuts most of it off. Unless he leaves a thin thread. It's still connected. So it's dangling, but it's still tahar. That's the raya. And then he would stick a peg into it. And then the guy would walk away. Right? And that was like the tooth. It's like the tooth. Right? He would cut it off basically until there's hardly any connection. And in that way, and there's no tumah. Because the doctor doesn't become tameh, and the person just rips it off, and then he doesn't become tameh. You forget it. It's like dental floss. Think of it that way. It's like as thin as dental floss. The rowin anush as ram kavachomer, and we think it's a kavachomer. If it applies by people, surely it should apply to animals. Why is there a need to get the limbs off before? So Rashi says on top because it looks disgusting. Looks disgusting right now. So Rashi sounds like, so it's less disgusting to be an amputee than to have a dangling limb. That's what Rashi says. And the Rishash says, I don't know why Rashi says that. I think it's more disgusting to be an amputee. Right? So I don't know why there would be such a need. Why would there be such a need for this? So the Rishash says, right here, the Rishash says in R, he says, V'dochik l'chor yoser hu ma'us be'ever m'chutech l'gamrei. He says, no. You know why it's a problem? Because chayav adam l'taras b'verego. And this is a chatzitza for the tefillah. Chatzitza for the tefillah. He says, like look in your day, kufsa deches. V'lachein, be'er pesach, shesuchu litbo mitumasan, la'asoz ha'pesach, chuchurchu l'chatcha mishim chatzitza. V'nachon v'siyata deshmaya. Either way, the machlokas, Rashi, and the Rishash, what exactly is the need? So Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah, Mesechas Machshirin, Hamochek es HaKresha. What? We're going to talk about Machshirin. Hekshel HaKabal Tumah. We know all items have to become wet with one of the seven liquids in order to be Makabal Tumah. So Hamochek, it's also in Yadad Yoma, Karpas. Unbelievable. Hamochek es HaKresha, if somebody crushes a leek, Vesochet Pesaro, or somebody squeezing out their hair, Ubik Suso, or a wet beged, Mashkesha Besocho Enem Bechiyutan, the liquid that's still in these items, are not Machshir Yet L'Kabal Tumah. V'hayosen Mimenu Areihem Bechiyutan, but what's squeezed out is Bechiyutan. Meaning can, that's based on the pasuk in Shmini where it talks about Hashal Kabal Tumah, so whatever is squeezed out is liquid that you want out, so it is Machshir. Amar Shmuel v'hakresha atzma hukshara. And the leak itself is hukshar. Why? My taima b'shas prisha mimenu hukshara. At the moment that the liquid comes out, it's machshir, the leak that it's touching as it comes out. So ask the Gemara. What? Something that's touching as it gets separated is considered connected? What about our Mishnah? V'hatnan, Erev Pesach, cholet lo v'chul, eitzo v'chulu. When the guy rips his arm off, right? So then, isn't it time? We say he's not tamei. So v'yamer, b'shas trishas an hochshar, ha'ikanam yahula, ha'hu Abraham adulta, b'shas trishaso. Me'adam, nitme lo'adam. It should be metameim as it's getting separated. Just like the liquid in Mishnah Machshirin is machshir the leak, so too this arm should be metame the person. It's called tarakula in yinechad. Machshirin, tuma, everything all together. So Gemara says, no, ki tekamar of Yosef bin nitzim b'chol kochad, he did it in a very quick motion. A very strong, quick motion. So it didn't connect to him. Right, that's why it doesn't hurt. Right, when you do it quickly, you don't do it slowly. Right, so that's why it wasn't touching him at all. A drip of liquid drips out of the leak. Masha'enkid, here it comes off quickly. Ve'heche itma de Rav Yosef. Where did Rav Yosef say this? About nisa v'chol kochan mahat. He said it about the following. The tosefta in machshirin. Zav v'tamei meis. Shahayu mahalchin. A zav and a tamei meis. Zav, one of the Mechushi Kapara, we discussed at length already in the second parak, and a Tamemes, they were walking, and then they have rain on their shirts. If they squeeze the upper part of their shirt, and the liquid goes towards the bottom part of their shirt, that's not mitame yet, right? Tahorin. She'ein mechashvin, because you only consider it separate liquid, Ella, you only consider a tummy liquid, right? A tummy mace and a zav or a tummy, the liquids that touch them. Emechashvin, Ella, Shita, She'achar, She'yatsu mikula. Only when it leaves their liquid, when it's still on their becket, it doesn't have the status of tummy liquid yet. Only when it leaves. And the Shita adds in, Yatsu mikulo hare'ilu machshirin. Right, if it leaves it, then it's machshir. It's considered a liquid that is machshir. And then the words added in, Vitahorin. But the water themselves are tahar. Right? The liquid, what is it called liquid? It's called liquid only when it leaves, but the liquid itself is tahar. One second. The liquid is touching the beged of the Tamei Mesa and the Zav. So shouldn't it be Tamei as it leaves? So Amar Rav Yosef, when he's talking about Chol Kochan, that's where he says it left, they shook it off quickly, so the liquid left very fast, and it didn't have time to be connected as it was leaving. Period. Okay, so that was just another question that Rabbi Kiva asked them in the marketplace. And now we have another, but now this is back to a Krisis topic. Mishnah, Vot Shalu, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva also asked the Shal on Rabbi Akiva. Hashochet is lachim b'chutz behelam achas mahu. If somebody does shchute chutz on five different karbanos in one helam mahu, chayev al achas v'achas or achas al kulon, are you chayev on each one, or only one, Amr lo shamanu, I'm not sure. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, but I did hear a similar idea. Shamati ba'ochel mizevach echad, mehetam chuyin, if somebody eats. Now we're talking about the Isser of, right, the question was about the Isser of Shchut Echutz. The answer given is from the Isser of Mi'ila. If somebody eats from one carbon, but hetam chuyin, what's hetam chuyin? We'll say just it means five different ways it was prepared. The Gemara tomorrow will have other opinions. But five different ways. Behelam achas. In one helam, shulchayv akalachas v'achas. If somebody eats from one carbon, but five different tamchuyim, by mi'ila, chayv on each one. Mishum mi'ila, v'ranish, ez v'ram kalvachomer. And I think it's a kalvachomer. So the question was about shchutei chutz. The answer was about mi'ila. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo kachshel Rabbi Akiva. No, I don't think that was the original question. Because the Gemara will explain ma kesher between shchutei chutz and eating mi'ila. So Ella, this was the question of Rabbi Akiva. Ba'ochel nosar mechamisha zachem elam achas. Eating. It's all eating questions. If somebody eats nosar from five different karbanas in one helam mahu, how many karbanas? Chayv achas akulan, because it's all nosar, or chayv akalachas achas, or it's five different karbanas. Amr lo lo shamanu. I'm not sure, and Rabbi Shur gives the same answer. The same answer from Mi'ila, but at least here it's parallel eating. Eating, the question was about eating nosar, and the answer is about eating Mi'ila. Shamati, but eating a carbon. And I think it's a chavachomer, which the Gemara will explain. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva answers, and we're going with the second version. The question was about eating nosar, the answer was eating Mi'ila. If you have a misora, a halacha about that nekava, I'll accept it. But if it's a pure kalachomer that you made up yourself, yeshuva, I have a problem with it. Amar lo hashev. Okay, tell me the problem. Amar, He said, you can't compare, you can't give me an answer about Me'ila for Nosar. Me'ila is more chamor. The low imamarta be Me'ila, sha'atabasa ma'achil ka ochel. The ma'achil is equal to the ochel. Meaning what? If I feed it to see you, I also get the Aveira. Vesa mahana kinene. Tsire vesa me'il is mamaruba. Also, me'il has its tsiref. If I violate a half of kizayis of carbon today and another half in a month from now, it connects for me'ila. That's one of the rayas Reb Chaim brings, that me'ila at root is an iser gezel. There's a lot of number of rayas, that's one of them. But gather, if you steal half a kizayis, they have a prut, it's mitzarif. Toma benosa she'imbo achas me'ilu. So Noser doesn't have any of these chumers, so don't bring me a raya from me'ila to Noser. Important, Rambam, the Rambam leaves out ma'achil ka'ochel, and he puts in shlichus l'dvar aveira, which is, as we know, me'ila is one of the three exceptions to shlichus l'dvar aveira. Me'ila and shlichus yan and tvichu mechira. Those are the three exceptions, that's what the Rambam puts that in. The Rosh Hashanah says, because ma'achil ochel, ne'en and mahan is the same thing. So he puts in shlichus l'dvar aveira in shkagos tes. Again, Shlichus Aravera, we had a Ian shear about it, but that's the Rambam. So the Gemara says, my kush lay the Reb Shimon. Why did Reb Shimon not like the first conversation? Why did he think that the question cannot be about Shchut Echutz? Hachiko gashalei. Ma rai l'shochem me'ochel. Mal ochel shkei nene. How could you compare? Eating might have, is more chamor, because you're getting physical pleasure from that. Shchut Echutz? No. So, therefore, elakach shalom. So this really was the question, and we repeat what it said in the Mishnah. Ha'ochel noser, mechamisha zvachem, helamachas mau, chaya b'cholachas v'achas, o achas akulon. His question was about eating noser. And Amr lo shamanu, they said, we didn't hear that case, Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, shamati, ba'ochel mizevach echad, mechamisha tibchuya b'helamachas, chaya b'cholachas v'achas. I heard about the case about eating by violating me'ila, eating a carbon from five tamchuyin, mishum me'ila, v'ro anishat v'ram kavachomer. And I think it's a kalvachomer, but now we're going to explicate the kalvachomer. Ma mizevach echad she'ein gufin mechlokin chayav kalachas va'achas. Your question: if from one zevach, where you don't have gufin mechlokin, you're chayav kalachas va'achas mishum tamchuyin mechlokin, even though it's one zevach. But because you prepared it in different ways, you're going to be chayav five. So chamisha zvachim, the gufim mechal mekol shekein. So surely in your noser case, where it came from five different karbanos, surely you should be chayav five. That's the kal vachomer. If it's five tamchuyim by me'ila, chayav five, surely in your case of five karbanos. We take out the next four lines, and we go to the two dots. Amal Rabbi Akiva im halacha nekabel v'chulu. Rabbi Akiva didn't like it because we saw in the Mishnah that Me'ila is different. Me'ila is different. You can't compare Me'ila to Nosar. So Kibla Rabbi Yeshua lahatshuva Rabbi Akiva olo. Did Rabbi Yeshua accept this rejection of his kal vachomer or not? Meaning, did he say that fine, Me'ila you'd be chayav five, but by Nosar you'd be chayav one? Did he accept that or not? So Tashma, we're going to bring a brisa, and the answer is only going to be given on tomorrow's Amud. So we're not going to get to the answer, but we're going to start the Brisa now. And then the Gediuk of whether Rabbi Yeshua accepted the rejection of his Kavachomer, Rabbi Akiva, is not given until tomorrow, but we'll start the Brisa at least. Tashma, Detanya, Achal Hechatichos Noser, Mizevach Echad, Behelamachas, Bechamishat Abchuyin. Somebody eats five pieces of Noser from one carbon. That wasn't the question before. The question of the Mishnah was five karbanos. But it's, somebody eats five pieces from one karbon, but it's five tamchuyin, and maybe alachatas achas. One karbon chatas, because it's one helam, it's one karbon, tamchuyin are not machalik. One chatas. Va'lo hoda shalahem, and if you're not sure, enoch maybe, ela ashem tali achas. Ashem talis are always parallel to the chatas. Mechamisha demchuyin bachamesha lemos, but if it was five different time periods, meaning you knew about it in between, maybe chatas, alachas va'achas. The Tanakama holds, it all depends on ha'alamos. One helam, one time period, one carbon. Five halamos, five carbonus. Mehez vachem behelam achas, but if it's from five carbonus, that also separates. That's the Tanakama shita. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, I feel we don't know who the Tanakama is. That's what the Gemara is going to be medayik. Is it Rabbi Akiva? Is it Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, I feel achal hechatichos, mehez vachem behelam achas. Even five karbanos is only one chatas. Meaning, you go by halemos. Only. And Hashem Toli parallels. Kol shel davar, the rule is, kol shel chalukin b'chatos, chalukin b'ashamos. Right, whatever is the distinction, chatas and ashamos always go together. If you do it b'vada, you'd bring a certain number of chatos, you bring that number of ashamos, toli. Acha, one more line of the Brisa. Achal hechatichos behetam chuyin mizevach echad. If somebody eats, now going over to Meila, five chatichos from five tamchuyim from one carbon, lifnei zrikas adamim, before zrikas adam, because after zrika there's no Meila, and we're talking about Meila. Afil be'alamachas! If it's one helam, but it's five tamchuyin, this opinion holds that is good enough. Again, the Tanakhama held, it went by halamos. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said Tanakhama said halamos or karbanos. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said it goes by halamos. And maybe, we'll have to see if this last line is also him, if you would be mechalik based on tamchuyin as well. That's the end of the Brisa. And the top of the next amud is about to be medayik, who the author is, and whether Rabbi Yeshua accepted Rabbi Akiva's problem with his Kal V'Chomer. Okay, we'll stop here. The Haggadah Shir is up. Haggadah Shir is up on OU.org, /Torah. And again, tomorrow there will not be a Shir online. Thursday, unclear. And Friday, we'll be back right here. Friday, we'll be having a Shir. I'll take care of this week first. Okay, we'll stop here.